Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I say it every night. And the reason I say it, because you're not doing it. That's really what it boils down to, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. It's really what it boils down to, right? And you guys are sending me too much. Slow down. All right. Well, first and foremost, for those of you in the Los Angeles area, or matter of fact, for those of you who are Dodger fans as a whole, if you're a Christian and a Dodger fan, you got to be totally confused at this point. All right? Now, Los Angeles Dodgers attempted to, they're pandering to a Christian group, Christians after inviting Catholic trans nuns to Pride Night. So, earlier this week, the Dodgers apologized to and re-invited anti-Catholic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Yeah, think about it. This is the trans nuns to Pride Night. Now, previously, the Dodgers removed them, right? They uninvited them, knew that they made a mistake. And again, this is back to the reason we're going down this road again a couple times this week. You know, this was, baseball was, again, a safe place. Just like Disney used to be. Now, I've got friends of mine, you know, a couple of gay friends, that will say, you know, this is getting absurd. That the LGB community should break away from the, you know, Q+, 21, whatever it is. Or TQ+. So the Dodgers previously removed the vulgar anti-Christian Marxist group from their honoree list. After backlash from the group, the Dodgers decided to re-invite them, not really caring about how many Catholics, how many Christians, but they totally, and I mean totally, slap in the head. Now, since this is a perpetual indulgence, they're not heroes. Not for the gay, they're not heroes for the gay community. They're an anti-Christian hate group. Look, it's one thing, if they're going to have Pride Night, okay, great, that's what you chose to do, that's what you as an organization chose to have. You have a right to do that. But when that Pride Night slides into a group of people that not only, again, I just don't believe the majority of the gay and lesbian community believe this is okay. They're going to slide that into something where you're mocking Christ, you're mocking the Christian faith, you're mocking Catholics. It's just amazing. Right? I mean, I can't even play what the kind of garbage they do on the air. Now, after much thought and feedback from our diverse communities, honest conversations within the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, and generous, just what I don't understand, generous discussions with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Los Angeles Dodgers would like to offer our sincerest apologies to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and the Screw You Christian Community. That's exactly what they said. All right? I'm not quoting them, but I mean, in essence, it's exactly what they said. We've asked the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to take their place on the field to our 10th annual LGBTQ Pride Night on, you know what, how about we have a Christian Pride Night? Hey, I got one better for you. Why don't we have an American Pride Night? What do you think? No? Not there? Eh, whatever. I mean, seriously. It's just amazing. It is totally amazing to me that after all this time, we're still allowing people to get away with this kind of stuff. But again, it's what I've been saying for a while. It's so true. Whether you want to hear it, you go, right? There is a ramped up, exponentially hotter, if you would, attack on Christians. That's just all, you know, I mean, again, when you look at Catholics, you look at the Christian faith, whatever, any Christian-esque faith right now, for all intents and purposes, this is what's happening to them. They're being mocked. Jesus is being mocked. So anybody who believes in Jesus should have a problem. Look, those nuns, they're associated with only one group, right? Just one. And that one group, frankly, is the Catholics. Those nuns, whether you agree with Catholicism or not, the ones really mocking them do nothing for the community. These nuns give their lives for communities. These nuns go out to areas that would never find you guys in. They're feeding sick people, taking care of sick babies, taking care of families. You're not out there doing that, are you? Seriously. And yet the best you can do is, yeah, you're right, it is under my skin. It is irritating as heck. Because it's not deserved in any way, shape, manner, or form. Dodger State, join us at Dodger Stadium at 7:30 for Christian Faith and Family Day. Right. Like, we're going to go for that, right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes with Sonia Schmidt. See how she feels about this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
She is my co-host on Fridays, and yeah, I said it. I know you get a kick out of it, but you are the other half of the... Look, it's Friday. I'm worn. I need your help on a Friday. You know? To get.
I don't know how much help I'm going to be. I've been watching what's going on, too.
Well, we're going to talk about your trip to Tarjay in a little bit. Yeah, I know, right? But I was talking about the angels, not the angels, the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence, a group that actually solidified itself, came together to mock the Catholic Church. They were upset at the Catholics because the Catholics wouldn't like scratch out their scripture to allow them to do what they want to do in the church. So what did they do? Of all the people, you would make fun of the priests. I guess I could go for that. But they make fun of the nuns. They make fun of the people that give up their lives, go to remote parts of the planet, go to some of the worst cities on the planet to help others out. And the best these turds can do is make fun of the nuns. You know, it's just amazing. And by the way, the Dodgers had no intention of doing a Christian worship night. That's what they're going to call it. All right? Until this backlash happened. Now they think they're going to fix it by simply, well, we're going to make a night for Christians, too. Right. That's where we want to be. You know, last date in the book.
We're an afterthought.
No kidding, right?
Floppy seconds.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, there's a vision I need. So, even though there's no audio, I'm going to, for some of you who are watching, I'm going to play the video. And this is discussed, and I will do a little what do I want to call this? We'll do a little talk around this. It's going to make me throw up. I just know it, you know. And it never stops. Nothing stops these people from doing this crazy stuff. Nothing.
I want to add, if you've got children watching, I would suggest them leave the room. This is as profane as it gets.
So the you know, it starts off with what looks like a somebody portraying Jesus, who is now bald for whatever reason, tied to a cross, and then I don't know who this, probably a Roman guard of some kind, jumps up on the cross and starts doing one of those pole dances, sticking his junk in the face of Jesus, and this is art. That's what this is.
And the guy doing the cross dance, a.k.a. pole dance, has on stripper shoes.
I just noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's a couple things, and I won't mention it. I mentioned it to
Please
you
don't.
On the break.
Yeah, I if, heard you. If, don't.
No, I won't. But if your audience looks carefully, there's a couple of things that they're going to notice on this video.
I don't even want to look loosely, okay, the way this is going on. I mean, this person is truly trying to do one of those sensual pole dances all over what is, you know, supposed to perceive to be Jesus on the cross. And right. And again, why do they want to do this? What the hate for Jesus, the hate for Christians, the hate for religious people. It's just amazing to me. And there's no need for it. There is absolutely none, because we're not, just because we don't agree with you doesn't mean we hate you, right, Sonia?
Well, the need for it is they're demonic. They can't help themselves. the other thing is they know that we're not going to put them to death. That you see that they're not doing this towards other religions.
Oh, sure.
That have clearly said, we will hurt you if you, you know. So we're an easy target, and it's clear that they hate God. And we're watching week after week after week how it grows more intense. They are driving themselves into a frenzy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, to your point a minute ago, again, it is demonic. It is hateful. And it, you know, what do they think they're going to change? They think they're going to turn the Christian community towards them by doing this? But the Dodgers decided, hey, let's suck up a little bit to the Christians here, and let's give them seven, you know, at the end of July, we'll let them come in and do what they want to do. No.
Listen, they're a private business. They can do what they want to do. But I hope that people don't just, first of all, Christians weren't going to come on this day anyhow. So they're not going to, I don't believe they're going to lose any substantial business on the day that these demons come in.
Mm-hmm.
I just suggest that people who are fans, and there are some Dodger fans in this city that just bleed Dodger blue.
Yep.
I say, give them up. You cannot allow this to stand. And once your audience sees this video, I think they'll agree with me. You cannot let this go past. This has to be a worse standoff than the Bud Light. And the target, like you said, we'll talk about later. But this is such a slap in the face to God.
Yeah.
That if you make an excuse to go to another Dodger game for the rest of your life, you better question yourself.
Oh, I'm there with you. I'm totally there with you. You know, it's going to be so funny that these Christians who are got their hands raised in church on Sunday, you know, bawling and telling Jesus how much they love him, they're going to go to something like this. Because, well, it's baseball, man. I really like baseball. Is that, okay,
well,
good for you.
Yeah. I haven't told my grand... And I don't know that his school will do it now, but I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago he was telling you he was really excited about going to the next grade. And
right.
I was talking about this all the scholastic things, and he jumped on the camera with you and said, and they take the fifth graders to Dodger Stadium, and we get to watch, and then this happens.
Yeah.
So it's everything the left comes in contact with, they rob your joy. You mentioned Disneyland earlier. We just go down the list. I have to buy household goods this week. I can't go to Walmart because they banned... my pillow guy.
You went to Target and got that visually assaulted, didn't you?
The minute
I saw the pictures.
The minute I walked in the door. I didn't think it would happen out here, but the minute I walked in the door.
You know, wait a minute. I was telling somebody about you today going into the store and that happening, and I went, wait a minute. Here? In this town?
Here.
I said, oh, yeah. Wow.
Here.
They were floored.
So now I don't have to clean my house.
Wait a minute.
How do we get all full circle? And the moral of that story is...
All right, we're going for a break. You people got to come back. You want to hear the rest of this? You got to come on back. Come on back. Jehovah's Witness, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with my co-host, Sonia Schmidt.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. With Memorial Day travel picking up nationwide, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said airlines have made improvements since last year.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules. We're a long way from saying we're out of the woods or we're fully comfortable, but we've seen a lot of real progress.
He also noted almost all the top 10 airlines now offer meal and ground transportation vouchers for delays. Federal investigators are looking into a possible hack hack of Fox News' internal systems that leaked unaired footage of former anchor Tucker Carlson. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the probe is related to an FBI search at social media personality Tim Burke's house. The news comes weeks after several media outlets published unaired footage of Carlson making offensive comments about women. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always a pleasure to have you. The 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Sonja Schmidt is my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me and Sonia. Before we get back to the Tarjay story, I got an email during the break from a listener who said, so the Dodgers definitely try to cover themselves, but if they had already planned for both days to be on the schedule, the argument of not equitable would have been out the window. But this and the target issues and Budweiser issues show you at the end of the day the power of the threats to the bottom line is what makes the earth go round. However, my pushback on that would be that on Christian night, I guarantee you that nobody will mock another religion. What do you think?
Well, not only that, here's my solution to the whole thing is, to quote Nancy Reagan, just say no. Yes, they are. They're being bullied by the, what is it, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion bullies. And they're right. Starting, corporations are starting to get points now. They're getting labeled as if they're bigots or not. You know what? I would probably go to a store faster if they scored lower on that than if they scored high on that. But for some reason, these corporations are beholden to whoever it is, these new powers that be, and they feel like they have to comply. Maybe Target doesn't even want to do this. Maybe Dodgers don't want to do this. I think Blood did. They're just stupid. But they don't know how to back down from these bullies. They don't know how to say, no, we ain't doing it. And if this is gay month, okay? But gay month, this is not anti-Christian demonic month. We don't have to, they didn't have to take it that extra mile. Did they not see what this group does and who they are? You were very generous, Joe, in the first in your opening segment, calling them trans nuns. They are not just trans nuns would be just some dudes dressing up in a nun costume.
Well, would the trans nuns be priests that were acting like nuns if you followed
Okay. Yes. No, these guys are straight up self-proclaimed Satan worshipers. And when you see their makeup, in fact, as horrified as I was when I was watching this clip that you're about to show, my eyes kept going to the demonic nun costumes in the back because I didn't know who this group was. I'm like, what is this? This is straight up no apologetic demonic Satan anti-Christian performance. And they make no bones about it. If you go on there, if you watch any of your, because I sort of did a dive on them, they make, they're very proud of what they do. And you're right. Why pick on nuns? You know, if you're really going to be anti-Catholic.
We make fun of Sister Teresa. I mean, people have negative things to say about her. My God, here's what I would say. Those people do absolutely jack for people in their own community, let alone people across the world, and helping the sick and helping, you know, kids. And yet the best they can do is make fun of people who do.
But think of it. What is the left? What are these people, these godless people, what do they contribute? They only take away. Wherever they see joy, it's like a heat-seeking missile. They totally get rid of it.
Yeah.
But they don't replace it with anything. They don't say, okay, the Catholic Church has got its problems, and the priests are doing this and that and the other, and we're going to make this better. We're going to do something that, no. This is just a sick, angry, creepy. In fact, you'll get a sick feeling in your stomach when you watch this thing. This is not performance art. This is as performance art as, remember when they had someone urinating on the crucifix. That's as clever as this is. And that was taxpayer money.
That was the, you're an artsy-fartsy type. I mean, that was a New York art show. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
New York art show where they had Jesus on the cross upside down.
Upside down.
In a bottle of urine, and that was considered art.
Right. Right, that's what it was.
And I said, if you really have the spine you claim you have, why don't you do that with Muhammad?
Exactly. You're that bold. Yeah. But they, that's Satanist. When you're turning crosses upside down, when you're doing this makeup, it's Satanist. And they are happy to call themselves that. So I don't know what's up with Dodgers, that they didn't look up this group. They didn't do any research on this group before they asked them to perform.
Right.
I have no pity on Dodgers. I don't care if they're going to give a Christian week. Forget about it. You should not have ever brought these people on. Their audience is primarily Christian, Latino, Catholic, Christian. So why in the world would you? Well, I get it. They're being bullied, or maybe they really feel this is important.
No, they actually, if you read some of the stories behind the Sisters of Perpetual Insanity, they are upset because, as I said to you, the Catholic Church in particular wouldn't change Scripture to accommodate them. You know, that was their biggest thing. Like, in other words, you and I have talked about this before. It's proof that they don't understand that we believe Scripture to be truth. We just don't change it and yank it around and do stuff to it because we don't like what it says. It's not good for the modern day or whatever. Doesn't work that way for us. Right?
No, it doesn't. And I don't believe that just because they do that you give them a special day and you invite people to perform who are clearly blasphemous. This is not just some nuns doing that scripture or doing that and taking something out. This is not them reading, you know, scripture or doing something biblical, but adjusting it to their own sensibilities. This is a slap. This is a straight up slap in the face to Christians, to Christianity, and not just to us. You ain't insulting me. But there's a whole lot of scriptures, there's a whole lot of commandments about not loving God and blaspheming God.
So you even draw a picture of Muhammad and you could be killed.
You're going to be hunted
right?
down.
And here they are dancing all over, Jesus
that
on the cross,
so
to speak. Yeah.
That shows you how brave they are.
Well, yeah, they brave.
And I'm sure the left will look at them and go, they're so courageous. No, they're not courageous because we're not going to do anything. And chances are the following week we'll go and buy Dodger tickets.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It is.
I mean, Bud Light was, I guess, easy to give up because it's so nasty. But,
right.
You know, people who love Dodgers, they love Dodgers. They're supporting the game. It's an American sport, doggone it. And America was founded on Judeo-Christian it's our background.
Yeah.
That's what we were. Yeah. So why would you take a game like baseball We've seen him infiltrate our other sports. Why would you do that to baseball?
Yep. No, I agree with you. I think it's again, it's back to, you know, when I say there's a war on Christianity, or there, you know, it's just a real hate fest going on in Christianity. You know, just think about other groups that have been persecuted. I go, no, you know what? They don't persecute the Buddhists like they do. They don't persecute the Hindus. And again, I'm going to go back to Islam. Do they persecute Muslims like this? Do they make fun of them? God forbid, they would never do that, right?
And excuse me, we're still getting slaughtered in every corner of the earth right now.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
So this isn't like, oh, in America, we're just people talk about. No, we are a targeted group. We're a group that's getting killed. We're a group that's getting jailed. You have to sneak Bibles into some countries under the threat of death.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, don't tell me about, oh, we're just, you know, we're no, we ain't complaining. This is a problem.
Yep.
And if you people support any or buy any Dodger gear,
you're just as guilty.
You're just as guilty.
Right? I mean, you the stuff that you speak against, and this is why I get mad with our conservative. Well, I get extremely mad at our conservative Christians, because the bottom line with it is, you know, you guys know what the truth is. You go to church every Sunday. You raise your hand. You cry over the love of Christ. You do all this other stuff. If you go promote this, you should have just, look at, you might as well just climb up on the cross of Christ and spit in his face and say, really, I really don't really care what you did.
I don't
all
care.
Right?
So quote, yes. Ricky Gervais, I don't care. you know, but now, in their defense, you know, I like to be a little Pollyanna.
Yeah, here you go. Thinking,
Not everybody goes to a church that's preaching the truth.
That's true. I'll give you that. Or stays away from this kind of stuff. I'll give you that, yeah.
Exactly. So they can go on Sunday in their nice outfits and, you know, greet, you know, and then walk right out and make it out the parking lot without cussing somebody out. And
got to go to break.
Oh.
You'll be talking to yourself in a minute. Joe was here, your host. Don't go far. Sonya and Joe will be back in a minute. I feel like that sometimes anyway.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, a lot coming up, a lot happening, and somehow, well, maybe I did miss it. Maybe I did get it. I just wasn't paying attention or something. I don't know. But anyhow, we lost one of those biggies in rock. Well, is it rock and roll, really?
Rick Color. Soul, rock and roll now.
We're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy.
You're none that way, though. Just look at you. You're enjoying this in the way.
I love it.
You know, and how old is she when she died?
83.
She just passed away.
83. Just this week, we lost her. Out of the blue. Yeah. Sick for many years, I had no idea.
And the song, I mean, anybody who knew this, I mean, she kicks it up at the end of the song. She's going a million miles an hour, huh?
All of her songs were like that. I've never seen anybody move like that. We never saw women move like that. And I'm sure, I mean, I was a bit but a baby when I first saw her on television, and I'm sure people like Beyonce and, you know, other stars have really bitten off what Tina's done, but nobody doesn't like Tina.
But you know what? I've seen her, and I'm just going to say, you're going to laugh at me, but even though she, you know, she dressed a little skimpy at times for the entertainment and what have you, she did not have some of the vulgar vents that Beyonce and others had. I'm sorry. Even some of her risque stuff didn't have her little, her chest ready to jump out of the shirt, you know?
What the? You're right. And I don't know what made her classier. Was it because, I mean, Beyonce's a great entertainer, but you're right. It's so erotic that you don't, and it's so nasty. But there was something about Tina. I don't know if it was because of when she came out. She was, you know, talk about girl power. And then the girls behind her, the women behind her, were so powerful. I'm not quite sure why it didn't come off. She was just so rough. And it didn't come off like, you know.
Well, you know what's funny? You're talking about her and Beyonce and a few others and Aretha Franklin. We go back to those days and some of the great singers of those days. Where did they all start off? Well, majority of them.
They started off in church.
Right? In the choir. Mm-hmm. God gave them a great gift, a great singing gift, a great talent. And they get yanked away. They get yanked into the entertainment world. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look how great I am. Look at the voice that I have.
Right. Well, ego. Who was I listening to? I was listening to some comics, and they started to talk about how do you go off the deep end, and they all attributed it to your ego, pride. Look at me. I'm so important. And then you're surrounding yourself with people who say you're important. You know, Tina had a long road to hoe between her personal life, her abuse, her, you know, she's a really interesting woman's story. And I was telling you on the break, I watched the documentary about Donna Summers, who also started in the church.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Her whole goal was to become famous. She, to the detriment of her children, nothing mattered more than her becoming famous. And sure enough, she did. She became famous, but then I started looking, and her family quickly rejected God, too. They were like, look at her. She's the star of her family. And, yep. You know, they didn't seem to care that much that the songs that she was singing were so sexual. They were so animated sexually. And she says she was playing a role. But nevertheless, she highly influenced a time in American history that was the disco era, Studio 54.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All the gays, which it's very similar to what we're seeing now with all the trans and the just all sexual, and her music put people in a trance and they would go into a frenzy. And you could see how it was just a big sexual bowl of craziness. And as you remember, a lot of people died during that era because the AIDS epidemic took off.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of death. So there was, I'm like, wow, that's amazing what the devil could do, how he can use you once you get away from God.
We're going to get deep and philosophical here. But remember, even back then, you know, every generation says, oh, it's just music, it's just this, it's just that. And you listen, you know, you go back like I do now. I watch some of the shows I used to watch in the 70s, listen to some of the music I used to listen to in the 70s. Go, oh, my God, I didn't realize the sexual content that was in there.
Or
the jokes. And then on top of all of that, if you think about what's happening today with smartphones and the influence that TV, smartphone, the visuals that you get on these things and how they influence your life, they knew it back then. We were being influenced back then with all of this stuff. And our parents weren't, I think for the most part, our parents weren't educated enough to know better.
No.
Right?
You can get a feeling. You can get a... I never really connected up like Donna Summers, disco, Studio 54, gay, transgender, drugs, sex, you know, with everybody, anybody, every time, AIDS epidemic. It was a whole era of death.
I love that song. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
The one you're with. Yes.
Right.
Her song, that song that she sang, Love to Love You Baby, it was a 20-minute, how they got that song to be a hit, because it wasn't popping off originally. they made it a 20-minute song, and I'm telling you, all of it that I heard.
I know. La la la.
But I had to watch it because people say I look like this.
Well, she's dead. You don't look like her.
People say that. But I was just depressed after I watched it. And then she learned, at the very end of her life, she allowed her family to love her. But in the meantime, her kids were all messed up. She wasn't maternal. She pushed them to the sideline. They had both been sexually abused.
And, her kids?
You know, so oh, had wow. she. And I tell you what, the pastor that she grew up with when she was young abused her sexually. So there's really? A special place in uh-huh. So this is a long line of rejecting God, and see what happens.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, okay. I can't take it. I mean, seriously, you would hope that some of these people, especially, again, where do they all come out of? They all come out of churches. And I know some people get nuts when I talk like this, but, you know, look, the devil turned her away from God, turned her away from all the wholesome stuff. She got into the really nasty stuff, and look at how her life went the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Got something to say. You can send us an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. And so, yeah, these stars are like this. I feel so bad for them sometimes because I think some of them go into it in a naive way, thinking, you know, they're going to be big stars, they're going to be this, they're going to be that, and don't realize what they have to go through to get there. And they start with small, I think, from some of the stories I've read, they start with smaller compromises, right?
Right.
You know, and it's no big deal, and it's easy to move on to the next. It's like with drugs. Sure. It's easier to move on to the next thing.
Sure.
That kind of stuff, right?
Find your justification. Like Donna Summers always said, well, I'm just playing a role. This isn't me at all. I'm just playing a role. But I'm like, whatever helps you sleep at night, honey. Because that role that you're playing is leading to these sorts of outcomes, which ain't good. Yeah. And then, here's another irony in this story. So towards the end, after she had made all this fame and this whole gay culture embraces her and a whole bit, she finds religion again. She finds God and says, God didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve, and the whole gay community canceled her. In those days, they canceled her. They turned against her. They said she was a hater, and it broke her heart. That was her community. Those are the people that she catered to. And then she had to renounce. She said, I didn't mean that at all. I didn't mean that. So once again, she gets confronted with God, and she forsakes.
But see, again, that's a that is a true statement, if you would, right? The Bible's very clear that God made Adam and Eve. Now, what you take from that, what you walk away from it, if you, whatever you think happened later on, you know, whatever. But that's what I'm saying to you. We back away from Scripture.
Right.
Christians back away what they back away from what they believe.
She backed off of that quick. The minute they got mad at her, she was like, I didn't mean that.
Exactly. Yeah, she probably was saying to herself, I'm a good person, right?
No. I'm a good person, right?
I think of that. Every time I see some of them Hollywood people, that's the first thing I think of is you saying that. I'm going, yeah, I could see that happening.
How do you not know you're a good person if you're a good person? And it's usually after something they've done that's really egregious, and then they'll want reassurance.
Oh, yeah, they want to feel better about it. Okay, we're going to go for top of the hour. We'll come back next hour. We're going to talk about you're going to love this one. The EU Parliament now had a COVID-19 summit. Never thought everything was going to be hunky-dory and happy? No. They say that the COVID-19 was an act of biological warfare perpetuated on the human race. And they're going to get seriously going after people. Although we sit here and go, no, you still need a shot. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Far. Sonya and Joe will be back in a few minutes.
So the EU's actually going to...